from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, November 15th, 2021. Another cruise ship has been christened.
I name this ship Odyssey of the Seas.
Royal Caribbean's newest ship, Odyssey of the Seas, was christened during a ceremony in Port Everglades on Saturday. Bahamian paratriathlete Erin Brown had the honor of naming and blessing the vessel as godmother. Odyssey will now sail 5 to 8 night Caribbean cruises throughout April and then move to the Mediterranean for the summer season. And Carnival Cruise Line has announced that its entire fleet will be back in service by mid-March of next year. More ships that now have return dates include Carnival Sensation from Mobile on March 5th, Ecstasy from Jacksonville on March 7th, and Paradise from Tampa on March 12th. In addition to having all of its ships sailing again, March will be a big month for Carnival as the company will kick off its 50th anniversary celebration. And finally, Norwegian Escape returned to service from Port Canaveral on Saturday with a voyage to the Eastern Caribbean. The ship will sail from Port Canaveral, offering 7-night voyages to major ports, including Tortola in the BVI, St. Thomas in the USVI, and Great Stirrup Cay. That's the cruise line's private island. Escape is the 8th vessel in the company's 17-ship fleet to resume operations. It's ramping up, starting to get real. I'm liking it. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Not liking that. Carnival Corporation down 2.8%, 22.36. Royal Caribbean down 2%, 84.56. And Norwegian down 2.5%, 25.63. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.